Alan McBride listening to you this morning. Morning to you, Alan.
Morning, Stephen.
You lost your wife and your father-in-law in the Shankill bombing. So Declan Kearney's words, he said, there's no excuse for the human loss and suffering caused by the Shankill bomb. No reasonable person would try to say otherwise. Does that matter to you that he said that? Do the words matter?
It does matter, Stephen, and I think he's entirely right. I mean, no right-thinking person would ever try to justify an atrocity like the Shankill bomb or indeed Grey Steel that happened just a week later. So I do agree with him. I'm glad it's been said. It's been said, of course, before. It's not the first time I've heard this. I actually heard it from Gerry Adams himself when I met him a few years ago. And I think for me, and it's a personal thing, I mean, I can't suggest for a moment that it helps everybody. But my own personal sense of this, that it does matter to me very much.
But it is just words, Alan.
It is just words at this, Stephen, this time, Stephen. But the words are important, and I don't think we should underestimate words. But of course, I mean, we need to go beyond that now. And I think that, you know, the moves around having a proper peace and reconciliation process and indeed having a serious look at dealing with the past, I think, has to follow. And that hasn't followed yet. And I mean, so, you know, Declan, go on talking about uncomfortable conversations. Those uncomfortable conversations haven't really started to happen. I mean, it happened in small quarters with people who were probably having these kind of conversations anyway, and I think they need to go much than that and have a process which actually works for the greater number of people, because that hasn't happened to date. I mean, the HET and the Police Ombudsman have done some good work with families, but it has just worked for a small number. Those are people out there that really have had very little by way of truth-telling or by way of having their issues addressed. And so, you know, I would love to see this gather some momentum now and actually start around and just finish the talk and start putting the process in place, because that's the next step. That's what needs to happen now.